Hi, this is Chip Brim, and this is the Coach's Corner. And today we're going to talk about what does it mean to be a champion for Christ, and what does champion mean to God? You know, the Hebrew word for champion means strong, warrior, courageous, one who prevails, a hero. And you know, these are words that we often use to describe athletes or people in the world or business people and successful people and rich people. But not a lot of people are talking about Christians this way. Well, I'm going to tell you something. The Lord is coming back for a champion church. He's not coming back for a runner-up, second-place church. He's coming back for a champion church, and that's us. And we have to know who we are. We have to know, and we have to act, and we have to talk, and we have to have these attributes of champions. And so the word champion in Hebrew means strong, courageous, mighty, warrior, all of these things I just described. And think about that in the Bible. Do you remember Joshua chapter 1? God is speaking to Joshua. And now, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, Joshua, you have to take over. And what did he tell him? Three different times, and the third time he commanded him, Joshua, be strong and very courageous. Both of those words come from the root word gevar, which actually means Joshua was hearing from God, Joshua, I'm commanding you to be a champion. Now think about that for a second. It's not only a privilege to be a Christian, which makes you a champion for Christ. In God's eyes, everybody's a champion, but it's your decision whether you win or lose. But he's commanding us. We have an obligation to be a champion. We're all in this army of God, and it's time that we start walking like champions and talking like champions and acting like champions so that the world can see this. And we have to shine our lights. We shouldn't be like them. We should shine our lights and draw them near. And champions have a different walk about them. They have a different talk about them. They have a different feel about them. You can see them. And so that's what we're here to learn about today. And so strong, mighty warriors. I mean, think about that. It's all through the Bible. There's Psalms 24:8. It says, who is the Lord? He is strong and mighty. What are they singing there? They're singing, he is the champion. Well, praise God. That's right. He is the champion, and that's why we are champions. We can live a champion life. We can live victorious. Champions do live victory after victory, always prevailing. And so we just got to know who we are. And so we're going to talk about how champion is all through the Bible, and we're going to do it from day to day. So tune in at this time every day, and we're very excited about it, and I'm glad you're listening right now. And so we went from Psalms 127, verse 4, as arrows are in the hands of a mighty man, so are the children of his youth. Those arrows are your children, and it says, as arrows are in the hands of a mighty man, that means champion. He wants champions guiding his arrows, or their children. And so we're going to talk more about this tomorrow, so tune in. And this has been the Coach's Corner with Chip Brim. And if you want to contact us at Champions for Christ, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you can call 417-336-4877. Or you can dial in on the web, www.championsforchrist.org. And this has been Chip Brim, and we have been coaching champion Christians to victory. To be in your house, oh Lord.